I would prefer that paragraph reference ANSI 5 or the applicable ANSI NSPI document, because this paragraph is slightly different than it's talking about ladders and steps and stairs and things like that and their location, and you're talking about location within like the diving board envelope or the diving envelope, and this talks about recessing or swim out shall be recessed. There's nothing in ANSI 5 that says they have to be recessed. So all they have to do is be out of that diving envelope. So if you want to wordsmith this so that it applies to the applicable ANSI NSPI document, then I would be in favor of that.
All right, do we have any other proponents? Do we have any other opponents? Do we have a second on the standard mod 2716 as presented?
I'll second.
We have a second on 2716 as presented. For discussion, 2716, Gary.
I think I'm going to have to be against this one. I think that it's a little bit redundant in the note part. There is no requirement for hand or grab rails. And again, if somebody's trying to force that, that's more of a deck statement issue than it is a code issue. And then secondly, the current language, the recommendation, is really not preferred language. And I'm not sure, by taking this out, if all the manufacturers would require the swim outs or benches to be outside of the diving area, which is the intent of this particular code section, is to keep those things outside of the diving area to avoid accidents, you know, between two people. So I think we're kind of potentially gutting an essential requirement for safety.
Okay.
The practicality, there are many municipalities that require grab rails and handrails at shallow ends in residential pools, specifically because it says the code doesn't say that they're not required. And you're continually, as a contractor, trying to go back and clarify it then. The residential code. That's the reason why we're asking for the modification to make it clear, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that handrails and grab rails on residential pools are not required in the issue. We have got deck statements, and that's been upheld in my memory. And those have been counties that just habitually say, we can go beyond the required safety because we're going to make it more safe, but not necessarily required under the code. So for that, I would say this is a good change because it clarifies is included. As far as referencing the ANSI 5, I'm not too sure that we're going to have a problem.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, I understand that code officials or organizations request things they shouldn't request. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's this tax responsibility to make sure that people don't do that. The documents are in place that indicate that if you provide a rail, a handrail, then it will meet this requirement. You don't supply it, it doesn't have to be there. It doesn't mean it has to be there. So, I mean, it's covered by ANSI 5. This note down here is definitely not code language. It's not something you want to put in the code in the first place. So, I mean, that's like saying you only have to test the 35 pounds, not 34 and a half, not 36. It's the same thing. I mean, the documents, the standards that back up this code indicate that if you apply a rail, then you must do these things. So there's no reason to make that change.
Thank you. Would you like a rebuttal opportunity?
Yes. Well, I'd just like to agree with what Mr. Gregory says. I mean, the reason for this was just because of the problems we were having with with officials requiring handrails for residential pools and confusing it with the commercial code. But we also understand Mr. Griner's reasons for not why it shouldn't be in. And I guess if you'd like, we could withdraw the mod.
Are you? That's your choice. That's, would you like to withdraw the
I'll
mod?
I'll withdraw it, yes.
Thank you very much.
That made it easy.
For the record, 2716 has been withdrawn.
This girl now.
Moving on to 2717. Proponent, please.
Jennifer Hatfield with the Florida Swimming Pool Association. I'd like to request that this mod be withdrawn.
Thank you, Jim. 2718. Proponent, please.
Jennifer Hatfield with the Florida Swimming Pool Association. I'd actually like to defer my testimony to Don Cesarone, who is our Builders Council Chair, with regard to this mod.
Fine.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, committee members. My name is Don Cesarone. I am the Florida Swimming Pool Association's Builder Council Chairman and also a contractor in South Florida. So the purpose of this modification is to protect the public. Let's start with the electrical final. Electrical final, we're energizing pools, filling them and energizing them before we've had a chance to inspect the pool and make sure that the electric is done correctly. Could have a problem sometime in the future. We've had problems in the past. A short malfunction in the equipment, which then poses a problem for the client, our public. So the first thing I ask is the final electric is to be passed prior to us putting water in the pool. Therefore, we've inspected it and made sure it's safe. Secondly, would be the safety barrier. It makes sense to go out, inspect, and make sure that safety barrier is in place and properly in place prior to putting water in a pool. We're supposed to tell our clients no swimming, to stay away from the pool until all final inspections are done. That doesn't happen. We know it doesn't happen. We go out, we're doing our fire up, doing our final checklist. You go out, there's towels out there, there's beach balls already in the pool. No matter how many times you warn them, it still happens. We need to make sure that we can prevent a problem in the future by getting these finals completed prior to the pool being filled. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Do we have any other proponents of 2718? No proponents. Do we have any a proponent?
Yeah, I'm gonna get into that slot. I gotta tell you, when I first read this mod, I didn't get it, and I'm not sure I really. I'm not sure I get it now, but I do understand the problem of filling a pool prior to final. Because what that man describes happens all the time. We go out there to do a final, there's people in the pool. We don't know if the alarms work, we don't know if the baby sense works, we don't know anything. And they're out there swimming because they got water in the pool. So I would certainly be in favor of not finaling a pool I'm trying to think of how to word it, but I would want to final a pool prior to water being in it. The only part that bothers me about that is I don't see the circulation pipe running and everything happening. I don't know if the circulation pipe leaks or not, because I know I've done a test on it already, but they're going to make connections and things like that, and I don't know if that's going to be working. So, you know, it's a dilemma that I think that the TAC needs to discuss and try to figure out to handle it. But I think the biggest issue here and what the pool contingency is trying to get around to you guys or to get over to you is that they want a final before they fill the pool. And maybe it might behoove us to try to figure out a way to do that in some aspect. And I'm not sure how to do it. And I wish I had a suggestion. But I didn't get it when I first saw it. But I.
Can
Ken, did you have a question?
For the information of the audience and the TAC, I conducted 5 hearings around the state where we took comment on the proposed changes that you see today. This one got the most consistent input from building officials and builders statewide. For example, up in the Panhandle, up in Destin, most of the contractors use alarms. And when they go for a final, the homeowner actually refuses to be there. They just are not there. They can't get access to the dwelling, so their pool can't be final, and it's being used. So what they were asking is these safety devices, whether they be the fence or the alarms, be inspected prior to the pool being filled with water, because a lot of times the contractor is required to do so to get that final where all of the safety stuff is considered, and then the homeowner has access and has no modification to comply with the inspection process, regardless of the threats that come from the building department. Mr. Cicerone is correct. Children are using it. There's no inspection to say that it's safe. So I think we need to find a way in order to make this happen.
Thank you. Gary?
Question to Ken.
Yes, sir.
Is this going to require an additional inspection besides the electrical mm-hmm. final and the swimming pool final? Now we're talking about a safety inspection. Is that something that the electrical inspector can perform at the time that he does his electrical final?
I think
how
he can.
How would the mechanics of that work?
They're doing a final electrical, so all he's doing to make sure the pool is wired correctly. And then the electrical inspector is the ones that inspect the alarm. So he could do that at that time. So I don't think it would add another inspection, but there's no requirement to do so. Now, when you have a safety fence, and it was discussed down in Broward, that's something the inspector can see from the side. He doesn't need to gain access to the dwelling. But the problem exists when you're using alarms and you need access. In some cases, however, the homeowner won't allow access to the backyard. It's locked up. Once that pool is full of water and circulating, they're not going to be there for the inspections. So, again, I would task the TAC to find a way to get around this.
Okay, I don't want to get too far away from our track here. We had proponent. And do we have any other proponents? I'm sorry, you get one shot and then you'll get a rebuttal, sir.
Steve Barnes, Pentair Water Pool and Spa. Speaking personally, being from Arizona, this was a big issue there. Two comments that I have is having the final inspection before water, the homeowners are far more cooperative because they want water. And they do the pressure test inspection at that point, which could be a significant change to how pools are built here, but I just throw that out that they require the system to be under pressure test for that final inspection of electrical and all of that, and at which point then either the plugs that pressurize skimmers and things are removed prior to final finish, or if it's stubbed up in cap pipes, they cut them off and do the final finish.
Okay. Thank you. Do we have any other proponents? Do we have... Okay. Proponent, you'll have an opportunity for a rebuttal here in just a moment. Do we have any... opponents, please.
Jim Bickford, Chief Plumbing Inspector, City of Pompano Beach. From an inspection standpoint, I don't know how I could possibly know that all that piping at pool equipment is not leaking if I can't get a water test on it as for the final plumbing inspection. If the concern here is the electrical portion of this, why not get the final electrical inspection prior to filling the pool with water, and then when everything is functioning, you get your final on the plumbing. I really have a big problem with not getting an inspection or water test on the majority of the joints that are being made on that system. Thank you.
Thank you. Another opponent.
John O'Connor, BOAF Code Development Committee. The committee voted to oppose both this one and the next one, 18 and 19. And there's nothing by practice that would prevent a pool contractor from getting all of his inspections before he finishes and puts water in most jurisdictions.
Do we have any more opponents? We have one more opponent.
I think that two languages or two components are being confused. There should be no one in the pool prior to an electrical inspection to begin with. But how do you assure that the electrical components are working properly if the pool is not filled? What if there's a short in the light well or something like that? How do you know that the grounding is working properly if the pool is not filled? That's a question.
Mr. Chairman, would you ask the speaker to identify himself, please?
I'm sorry, please.
Amir Abtahi, PE.
Thank you very much. Do we have any other opponents with new ideas? All right, the proponents, do you have a rebuttal? One shot.
My name is Clay Andrews. I'm a contractor from Duval County. Our head building inspector introduced this program 5 years ago in Duval County to get the final inspections done on swimming pools. And for the same problem that we're discussing here is that homeowners were not cooperative after the swimming pool was built in allowing the inspectors to come in their house to inspect alarms or come in their backyards to inspect swimming pools. After instituting the program, Mr. Goldsberry mandated that the electrical inspector, when he goes out to final the electrical and test the electrical, that he do the safety inspection at the same time. It's worked out to where we have 100% cooperation now with all the homeowners to where we have an inspector in the backyard. At the same time, he also, at the electrical inspector's discretion, can make it a point to come back and make sure that certain things are done after that inspection where he doesn't have to have access to the house. It's worked out to where Duval County now we virtually have no problem with file inspections.
Thank you very much. Do we have a spokesperson for the opponents? Rebuttal? All right, do we have a second from the TAC?
Second.
We have a second from the TAC. So this is open for discussion on the TAC. Kevin, before we get started, I just want to mention one thing. If it's 10 minutes to 12, if you feel that it would be appropriate to table this issue until after lunch, we can do that. If you feel you'd like to address it and can do it completely before lunch break, we'll go ahead. So unless someone wants to give me a motion to table it, we're going to proceed. Kevin, go ahead.
Yeah, I think, like Duval County, I think Broward County had this issue come up, and there's been some of the statements made here that were brought up even more about a problem. I thought the pool, before it's marlite, it had to have water. As soon as you marlite, you had to put more water in.
So,
the water's been in there.
Yes.
So why you drain it back down? Also, the pool contractor, one of the problems was he didn't want to do the safety fence. He wanted to leave that up to the owner of the house, how to satisfy the safety fence requirement. So, but like I said, it came up. All these things were discussed. At the end of this, I don't know if Kenny came down there. He mentioned Broward County. But the contractors and the boards and all that stuff were in full agreement with the process that they brought up. Nobody has complained about it yet, and supposedly it's working. I want to go with what Dale said. All the time through that process, my statement was, there's no way in heck a plumbing inspector is going to make an inspection on a pool without that water being in there and all that stuff functioning. If you're not going to let the guy do it that way, then do away with the final inspection for a plumber. That's the only other way you can do it. There's no way he can verify that pool is doing anything unless he knows it's operational. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Additional comments from TAC? Questions? Ken?
I think, first of all, to make sure, yes, you are right that the pool has to be filled with water from plastering, but that's just the requirement. The homeowner is banking on that. A lot of them, once that thing is full of water and circulating, they're using it. So, again, I would hopefully CAD would look at it that way, find a way to do a final electrical, because I will tell you, you can check for a ground fault with a circuit without that water being in it, number one. Number two, get the alarms tested and that safety inspection passed. And then an additional final inspection could be done, made, I think, after that point when the pool is circulated. But especially with alarms, where access to the dwelling is required, is creating some real problems for contractors in getting our work done. So if we can find a way to wordsmith that make it everyone happy, I would hope the TAC would work in that direction.
Gary?
No offense, and with all due respect, Mr. Chairman, this is just really kind of poor, because what I'm hearing is that we have at least two phases of inspections. I think there may be more that are required for a swimming pool. All this section in the current code addresses is the final. I don't know what else is addressed in there, but I didn't see any others, like for the structural steel or the plumbing and all that. So if they want to fix this, they need to come back with some language that deals with what inspection do I do on my rough end? What inspections do I do after rough end? What inspections do I do for my final? Because this is not fixing it. This is just making it harder to enforce safety.
Chairman. Gary, the answer to your question is electrical inspector comes out, and you can call him out and get the alarms approved. That when, and he's fine, he signs off on it, but when they come back for the final, they want to look at them again before they sign it again. So they say, how do I know they're still working? So we have to find a way in order to inspect them once, and we can inspect them twice, and safety is always the issue. But I think, again, I hate to repeat myself, keep in mind that people are using these pools, kids are using these pools, and there's no inspection, none. And that's the problem. Once you fill that pool up and you start circulating, you're not going to keep them out of it because they live there. They have direct access. I don't know how you can do it.
George?
Mr. Chairman, years ago, we went through this when we were in South Florida under the South Florida Building Code, and we had wording in Chapter 50 of our code that said that before the pool's marked side of the water, or filled with water, you have to do a safety barrier inspection, and it must be approved before you can fill it with water. Maybe that would help. Maybe that. I'd be glad to share that language in our code with them if they're interested.
I've got a question, because I've always been under the impression that you had to have water in the pool before you, or it just float out of the water. So, you know, you have to have the thing at least half full, my understanding, right?
Not in a gunite. Fiberglass and vinyl, yes.
I've seen gunite.
They have to be filled at the time.
I've seen steel. I bet if you had a high enough water table, it would float.
Oh, yes.
Well, that's why we use deadlines and pumps to keep it from floating.
But, you know, the whole time my pool was being inspected, being built, there was 3-4 foot of water in there because the contractor said he wanted it in there. He didn't want it floating. And so, you know, that's what, you're always going to have some water.
Sure.
And, you know, I just didn't know how you could avoid that. You have to have water when they do the finishing. You have to, you know, and to pump the water out doesn't make any sense. I just don't know how you can comply with this being empty. I mean, what this says is you got to be completely empty before you fill it. And that would be difficult.
Joe first, and then Ken, and then Gary.
Mr. Chairman, I believe adding in another inspection is the only resolution. I think we can come as a conclusion to this situation and still follow the safety aspects of the pool. It means the fact that people are going to be swimming in it. And their concerns are safety issues, and I'm fully aware that that's an important thing that we need to look at. I can't see any other way other than adding additional inspection. Gary had said if we put the criteria down as far as inspections, and we've worked on adding an additional inspection to maybe resolve this issue and get that problem safe, that's what we do it.
Ken?
Robert, directly to your question through the chair, there's a lot of difference between construction water in the bottom of these pools that are pretty putrid, and that in a clear, inviting, sparkling, clear swimming pool. kid, keeping a child out of one of those is pretty hard. Not hard to keep them out of a mud hole. So that's primarily the distance difference between those. Is these pools are finished, they're clean, and then this time of the year when it's warm, it's really hard to tell them they can't use it.
Yeah. Gary,
I agree.
Well, I just wanted to add that this is just generally poor written code language and leaves a lot to be guessed about, because what is a safety inspection? Am I talking about the entrapment safety? Am I talking about the alarms? Am I talking about the barrier? It's just not defined, and it leaves it pretty ambiguous just on a standalone process. But I think we've got to have this final with everything working. I mean, I think everybody's agreeing with that. And it just doesn't accomplish the fix that we're hearing, you know, the fix of the problem that we're hearing.
George?
I don't have an answer, but my thought is, who provides a safety barrier? Is at this point, it's the contractor, it's a homeowner. In effect, I think we're waltzing around that issue, in that as soon as the pool gets water in it, there needs to be a safety barrier there with whoever fills the pool, whether it's a temporary or permanent. And I'd like to see just a discussion on that.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman. Ken and then Gary.
To answer that question, George, is I don't build in every municipality in the state, but a bunch of them, and I can't get a swimming pool permit without signing a form that indicates what form of safety device I'm going to use, whether it be alarms or cover or fence, and the homeowner has to sign those as well.
Okay.
My position has been, and I know people within the industry view it differently, but I think it's the swimming pool's contractor's responsibility to ascertain that fence is there, those alarms are there, before he goes further. But I think if you read Jennifer's modification, it says, quote, prior to a final inspection, and before the pool is filled with water, a safety inspection, which would be the safety inspection of the safety barrier and the alarm, and an electrical inspection, which means that the thing is wired properly, and I'm an electrical engineer, so I know I can look in a panel and see if the bond is there, and if it's grounded properly, and the neutral's there, and everything is wired correctly. You can turn that pump on temporarily for a minute or two to make sure it runs. That could be done, signed off, and then the pool can be filled. Then you can do your final, and that's what this modification says.
Gary?
Well, I think we're all in general agreement that this is a good thing. It's a good idea. It may add an additional inspection. It may not, depending on where it's performed. But I also agree with Gary that it's pretty confusing and pretty poor code language, and I hate to see, and if we don't do something now, we're not going to have another opportunity. However, listening to the electrical tech this morning, they were saying that we could, for example, deny this right now and then give them a chance to rework it and possibly approve it in a month or two. Another possible solution would be to table this until after lunch if they can come up with better language. We're going to be back here about 2 by the time we get done with the other guys.
I think it can be done.
If I know you're at the tack. If the chair would allow me to speak, I have a proposed possible amendment.
All right.
Thank you very much. Dale Greiner, Lake County. In view of the fact of the testimony and the discussion along the tack, I would like to propose that you guys make an amendment to 424.2.19, striking any of the underlined modification, striking any of the underlined modification, excuse me, and anything that is stricken out, take the strikeout out, and I'd like to modify that second sentence starting with pool. The pool shall not be completely filled with water, strike and put in or in operation before final, and after final, add electrical and safety inspection. That would allow you to make sure that the electrical and safety were in place prior to filling the pool so that they could do the additional inspections after it was filled. But the plumbing inspection is vital. It's still going to leave it open to the building official, but, and that's probably not a bad thing either, but it's going to cover that final section that would allow you to not fill a pool until you have electrical safety covered on it. So it's a suggestion.
How about
it's maybe somewhere to talk.
The exception for fiberglass?
The exception would stay. Just a suggestion. If you,
no, I
that works
I,
well.
I appreciate the suggestion to make it happen. Unfortunately, I cannot accept an amendment to a mod from the audience. I have to accept that only from the TAC. So unless someone from the TAC thinks that's a good idea and would like to suggest that, it's strictly that, a suggestion.
I'll move it. I so move.
With that language as stated?
Yes.
All right. So now we have a
motion.
A motion, and do we have a second to that amendment? And a second to that amendment.
Mr. Chairman.
Discussion.
I'd like to move the table. I'm getting hungry.
Is any public comment allowed on this?
Got to accept the motion too on the table.
Wait.
Always in order.
Let's get this straight here.
Actually, if I may, Jim, and I'll use your statement.
Jim's saying that now the through the chair. Sorry. Now he's saying that the first sentence doesn't make any sense, but in fact it does, because the pool does have to be completed. We're only telling you you can't do certain things until you do electrical and safety inspection. The pool still has to be completed, which gives you grounds to make sure that you see a plumbing inspection and things like that.
All right, I have a motion and a second on the table. Do we have any discussion on the motion as amended?
I'll be speaking against the motion. I think that it still doesn't solve the problem that was articulated. The safety inspection is quite an ambiguous term. It doesn't tell me what I'm supposed to inspect for safety. This is something that needs to be worked, spelled out exactly so that everybody's on the same page, because it sounds to me like there's some pretty good ideas from some of these jurisdictional authorities as far as how to do it. But again, this proposal or the modification doesn't quite go that far, I don't think. Go as far as it needs to.
Ken?
Quickly, Gary, you're probably right, but as the chairman spoke very well, we need to take a step. I'm telling you that children are using pools that are not, they have no inspections. I think this might not be perfect, but it's better than what we have.
Ken?
Yes, sir.
May I just, again, move that this be tabled
so
we can have a little more discussion on this, and then maybe after lunch come back with a modification of this.
All right.
Undebatable.
All right, let's start with Mr. Roberts here. We have a motion and a second on the floor right now. And now we have another motion to table and a second.
If it's tabled, that's it.
Well, you got to call the question on the motion to table. If it passes, then we go. If it doesn't pass, then...
All right. All those in favor of tabling this discussion till this afternoon, raise your hand. Any opposed? Gentlemen, we have to be back in the main ballroom at 1 o'clock. The item is tabled until this afternoon after our 1 o'clock meeting. I'm sorry. Until after our 1 o'clock meeting should be after sometime after 2 o'clock.
Now, let me make this work.